Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, as far as the injuries go, Charles and Jake will they'll start working today, and we'll just gradually build them up as we go. And that's really it. Everybody else is practicing. So look forward to the challenge of playing the Bills. Real good football team. We know that. We played them several times here over the last few years, so we know they're well coached and a good team. And we've got good players, so we've got to start our work day today and get busy with it, get preparation. Time's yours.
Could you imagine a scenario where either Isaiah or Charles plays this week?
Unlikely.
As you look at the Bills, they've had, you know, obviously roster change in all the teams, but they look significantly different on offense with some of the defections on wide receiver. They're pretty much the same stuff.
No, I mean, they're doing well. They've similar stuff, but quarterback's playing real well, and he likes those receivers that he has. So they're moving around well, and they seem to be on the same page. Good tight ends, you know. So good running back.
Andy, Lonnie Morris, how's he doing? And what happened with him in the game? He got hurt, came out for a while, but he looked like he could have gone back in, and then he finally did. But
yeah, he got on the stationary bike. We're just waiting until he get the thing under control there. So he tweaks it every now and then, and that's what happens. So he comes out, and then he's able to go back in.
Coach, what's your optimism level on a return for wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster?
There's a good chance he's back. We'll see as we go through practice, but if it's up to him, he's back. Yeah.
And Josh Allen's been more efficient this year, less turnovers. How has he been able to do that based on what you've seen on tape?
Yeah, he's doing a great job with the ball. He's using everybody, and he's not forcing anything in there, obviously. So I think he's doing great with his decision-making.
Andy, every position has a rookie learning curve. With left tackle, what is the difficulty of coming right into the NFL and being prepared?
Yeah, well, you've got good players on the other side that play against that left tackle, and when you're young, you know, there's going to be a couple of hiccups in there. You just got to bear with it as they grow. Before one, you got hurt. He was doing a nice job out there, but that thing, you know, you had the bone bruise before, and then he tweaks it every once in a while, so it takes a minute to calm down. Then he comes back in, but every week he's gotten a little bit better than he's been starting. So that's a positive. Going forward here.
Andy, with one, you mentioned the bone bruise. Is that like a long-term issue that you might have more concern about going forward, or is it something?
He's not doing anything to hurt it worse. That's not what's going on. But these things are like a little bit like a high ankle sprain that way, where you bring them back and they tweak it and they sit for a little bit, calms down, come back out, and they go. So different injury, but I mean, it's and with what he had.
Andy, I know you've spoken to this a bit, but what do you think has enabled DeAndre to have such an impact so fast? And obviously, it's talent and intelligence, but what is it that's made it all come together that way?
Yeah, well, he's always been a great player, and this offense gives him opportunities, his style of player, and the quarterback trusts him. So, and then what he is what you saw on Sunday with the one catch on the crossing route, where dirty tough, lands on the football, was able to get up, shows no sign of weakness on that, and wants to get back in and go. And that's been him. Tough catch, contested ball, lands on it hard, and gets back in and plays and wants more.
From the outside looking in, anyway, I think it seems like he's gives you a little different dimension than some guys have in the past. Do you agree with that? Does that seem like that range of things he can do?
Well, he's great with the contested balls. That's what he's great with. So if you get it in, and he's got long arms, big hands, and if you get it in that radius, you're pretty sure he's going to get that stuff like that. So, you know, but, well, we've had good receivers here, and we have good receivers here. So, but that's his strength right there.
Andy, when it comes to Kareem Hunt, obviously a lot of carries. I think the last three games he had 70 carries. How is his conditioning going on so far and going into this game with Buffalo where you might have to lean on him even more? You know, how are you trying to compliment him and measure his carries out?
Yeah, so we threw him the ball a little bit more this past week. They were doing a good job inside, just kind of shutting off the run game part of it. And so we ended up getting him the ball. We like to get him the ball whatever way we can get him the ball because he's a good player. He's doing well for just coming off the couch. I mean, he's like second in the league for the number of games he's played on carries and yards. So, I mean, he's doing a heck of a job. And he wants more. So he's not asking to come out now. That's not quite how he's wired, but he's doing well. You know, he fell on his leg there. One of the guys fell on his leg and kind of tweaked it a little bit, but he's fine.
Coach Xavier started off the season pretty fast, major, you know, a little bit of an impact. He's kind of tapered off a little bit. Are you sensing any frustration from him? What are you sensing?
I haven't. He's a competitive kid, and these things work like that. You know, he's got a lot of guys around him that have played, and he's learning as he goes, but he's so smart. And he's got talent, and teams are playing all that shell coverage on the back end, so some of his deep stuff, they try to take it away there. But that's not the only thing he can do.
Right.
So it's just a matter of getting him. There's going to be a game here somewhere where he gets a lot of catches, and we all kind of go, all right, you know, that's how those things work.
We'll go across the room. Go ahead, man.
Coach Leo wins SAFC Special Teams Player of the Week. Not a big surprise. We've talked about him developing as a defensive player, but he's been a key special teams player for a while. How important is he?
Yeah, Tobe banks on him to be a core guy for him. Spags banks on him to be a guy for him that he can move around and do different things, from spying a quarterback to being a very good pass rusher to being able to set an edge in the run game. So he's a valuable guy. He doesn't say much, but does a lot. So we all depend on him.
Dave? Sean McDermott talked this morning about how he likes seeing you on TV with your commercials because that's the personality he got to know over 12 years with you. What was Sean like working with him, his personality? Did we see what he's like when he's at the podium or on the sideline or he's something else?
Yeah, I haven't watched his press conference, but he's got a great personality. Fellow redhead, man, he's a heck of a football coach, and he came from a father that was a football coach, and so he grew up around it, was a good football player himself, and just top notch. Have a lot of respect for him, what he's done.
Sam?
Andy, you mentioned that Xavier Worthy, but what did you see on the way he was able to create separation on that deep pass? Was there anything more than the miss and just in his throw?
Yeah. No, that was it. He did a great job on that one, of getting behind the guy. And that's a good corner, too. So he gave him a little hezzy move and took it from there. So did a nice job with it. And somewhere we'll get all that worked out. You know, it'll happen. Just got to keep rolling.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.